Although I work for others in this way, I should not develop pride or pretension. And just as when I feed myself, I should hope for nothing in return. Therefore, just as I protect myself from anything unpleasant, however small, so should I become familiar with a compassionate and caring mind towards others. Beautiful. I think this, if we can think about this a little bit now, will give us some indication how to carry this practice in our daily life. Geshe says in his commentary to these verses, he says, if we acquaint ourselves with cherishing others, we can prevent pride, conceit, and arrogance from arising. No matter what we do on others' behalf. Maybe we're thinking, I doubt that we are, but we might be thinking, I'm a superhero. Bodhisattva superhero. My job is to cherish all living beings, whatever their problems, I appear and solve their problems. Probably not, but anyway. But maybe we're thinking, sometimes it's easy to think, because I focus on their suffering and I'm cherishing them and I'm trying to help them, I kind of know more about them than they do. I like to go back to the dog. You know, sometimes, every now and again, I have a moment in my meditation where some compassion arises. And maybe I even show that compassion in my actions, and then I think, well, I'm really cool. I develop some compassion. And you feel a little bit special. Does this happen to you? How the self-cherishing mind hijacks your practice? Makes you feel special because you've got some little bit of experience. And then I think of the mother dog. How that compassion for her puppies just arises naturally. It's no big deal, it just arises naturally. We need to get to the point where our cherishing of others and our compassion for others is just arising and growing naturally in our daily life. It's not a big deal in the sense that it doesn't make us special, it doesn't make us important. We do not need, as Shantideva says, to develop any kind of conceit or pride because we have put ourselves in a position of cherishing all living beings. So Geshe says, he says, it's very interesting, he says, the Bodhisattva so closely identifies himself. I'm going to read a female version. The Bodhisattva so closely identifies herself with others that her actions on their behalf never have an ulterior motive. And then Geshe refers to Shantideva's example of feeding our body. When we feed our body, we never expect anything back. Sorry, I'll read that sentence properly now. When we feed our body, we never expect anything back from it in return. We feel it's only natural and appropriate to take care of what we identify as our own. Okay, so think about that. We feel it's only natural to take care of what we feel is our own. The Bodhisattva's actions with respect to others are done with a similar lack of expectation and with the same sense of appropriateness. As we train in the Bodhisattva's way of life, we should do everything for others that we would do for ourselves. Do you understand? In other words, what Geshe is saying here, what Shantideva is saying is, It becomes second nature, entirely natural. Of course you feed your body, and you don't expect your body to turn around and say, well, thank you for breakfast. You don't expect anything in exchange. You just feed your body because it needs feeding. And there's living beings out there, they need help. You just help them. You don't expect any acknowledgement. You don't expect anything in return. Just naturally. I think if we can work to, if we can have that as a kind of paradigm that we work towards, I don't want my, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying, I don't want my thoughts and feelings and actions on behalf of others to become something special in the sense that I think of myself with pride. I want it to just be second nature. And why would it not be second nature? If you think of the example, Shantideva example, feeding your body. You feed your body because it's perfectly natural, because it's your body, it needs food. You feed it. But if we really have exchanged self with others, if we really have moved our mind so that we identify with others, then isn't that perfectly natural to help them? Do you understand? It's not a big deal to feed my body. It's not a big deal to help others, because I identify with them. I cherish them. I exchanged. So we need to work towards, in our daily life, developing this feeling, this attitude,